This is Mouse World Radio.
Radio 1!
Bringing the world to your world. This is Walt Disney World Today Live. Call 407-278-5WDW to get on the show. That's 407-278-5939. And now, your host, Matt Hochberg.
Thank you, Mr. Voice. It's Sunday, December 3rd, 2006, and this is live show number 9 of Walt Disney World Today. I'm your host, Matt Hochberg of MGMstudios.org. On the show today is Len Testa, co-author of The Unofficial Guide to Walt Disney World. Welcome, Len.
How's it going, Matt?
Outstanding. And also on the show is Mike Scopa of MousePlanet.com. Welcome, Mike.
Wait, we forgot to wake up the Glee Club.
And also working the controls is Mike Newell of Mouse World Radio.
What's happening, fellas?
It's not much. Hi, who are we speaking with?
Hi, it's Pumbaa from the Lion King here. It's Len Testa asked Matt Keith Hochberg to review the pork sandwich at the Flame Tree Barbecue in Animal Kingdom. Would he say it was outstanding or not?
Come on.
Well, I hate it when our listeners forget to take their lithium.
Hi, guys. That's Jay awesome. From Asheville.
How's it going?
I'd like an award for that alone tonight.
Well, we appreciate you calling in and helping. Everything seems to be working now, so anyone else who wants to call in can definitely call in. But, Jay, what is going on with you, my friend?
Well, we're planning our trip in January and my 50th birthday trip in February. So I was trying to get a little information on some of the new attractions, like the new Nemo ride, which they keep acting like these new shell clamshell rides. This is a new kind of car or something. Isn't this basically a variation of the Haunted Mansion?
It's has anyone else seen it?
No, I'm trying to keep it a surprise for myself when I go down.
It's not bad. The clamshells, yeah, they're sort of, well, they're stylized versions of what you see at the Haunted Mansion. And remember the old tunnel that you used to go through for Living Seas, Jay?
Right.
The same idea. You've got windows, you know, plexiglass windows on either side. The kind of cool thing that they've added to this is they're projecting the Nemo characters on the what looks to be inside the aquarium. So it looks like the Nemo characters are actually swimming in between the live fish in the aquarium. And that part they did pretty well. So so you start off at the beginning of the ride, and Mr. Ray has picking all the kids up from school, and he's lost Nemo. And as you go through the ride, you see everyone searching for Nemo. And frankly, I don't know what's up with Mr. Ray. I mean, but you would think that, you know,
he's not very confident,
teacher. Third time's the charm.
You can call me Ray. You can call me Ray.
So, and you get to the end. There's a small musical number. I mean, the whole ride lasts 4 minutes. It's not. I guess it's an attraction, but it's not. It's more TTA than Haunted Mansion, if that helps put it in perspective. I mean, the effects were well done. We just finished the update on it for the guide and gave it 3 stars.
Yeah, two.
Well, we'll have to give it a try. Do you know as well if with the new Monsters, Inc. Comedy Club, if they'll still be having the Monsters, Inc. characters posing in MGM Studios, or is that gone now? Too?
I'm sure, yeah. I'm sure they will. We've heard about previews of the new Laugh Floor Comedy Club, and it is sort of like Turtle Talk with Crush, but it's a little bit different in that you've got the previews that we've heard about so far, you've got two or three different acts. So the idea is that it's a comedy club. This is how much Monstropolis gets its energy. You've got two or three different monsters up there doing their comedy routines, their comedy stylings. And the last time, from what I gather from the test runs, is that Disney's trying out different types of comedy routines with different monsters. So nothing's finished. The animation isn't finished yet. It's all relatively rough. I think they're just really testing out the gags right now. So you might go in and see, you know, gag or comedy routines with monsters A, B, and C. And tomorrow it might be, you know, A, B, and D. So they're still
tweaking
the lineup yet, I guess, to gauge audience response. And what else? There's a new Nemo musical at
Animal Kingdom.
Animal Kingdom. That's pretty elaborate, actually. We gave that 4 stars in the guide. It's it's puppet based, right?
Right.
But it's not like little sock puppets, like the kind that Scopa used to use to entertain himself during the long, lonely New Hampshire winters.
I still do it on the flight.
Still down. Or still do, whatever, as the case may be. Yeah. Now, the Steelers are on the playoffs, so what the hell am I sucked up with my future, too? But it's
well, there was a Nemo segment in the Disney on Ice that we saw a year ago, and to be quite honest, it was surprisingly successful. I mean, they were, the costumes still had legs, et cetera, but it was really well done.
Yeah, these aren't costumes with legs. These are like massive puppets.
So it's like Voyage of the Little Mermaid, right? One.
I thought it was like the Lion King on Broadway, a little bit like that.
Yes, yeah, I think it's more like the Lion King.
Because
on Broadway.
wasn't the person who designed the puppets for the Lion King on Broadway the same person who designed the puppets for this show? That's what I heard.
It sounds familiar. I think I remember hearing something about that.
It might be, but anyway, so you've got this. You've got the puppeteer, and he's actually on stage, or she is actually on stage, and they're holding the puppet. But puppet doesn't convey the right sense of scale. These things are. Some of these puppets are so big, they're like the size of a small car, and they take two people to carry. And they're very elaborate. They're very colorful. There's a trapeze involved. I won't tell you what for. It's a huge stage. It's really, really elaborate. There's a digital backgrounds, so in normal plays you've got three-dimensional prop backgrounds. Here you've got an additional layer behind that of a digital background, so they can change the screen in the back, so you see bubbles floating up in real time and stuff like that. It's really pretty sophisticated. I don't really like musicals all that much, but this one it wasn't bad. It wasn't bad at all.
It wasn't a curse, huh?
Yeah, it wasn't.
Well, y'all have a great Mouse Fest, and everybody be sure and email me with a snail address so I can send you your Christmas prints.
Jay, before you go, this is Mike Scopa. When in January are you going down? When are you going in January, Jay?
18th through the 21st, and then like February 10th through 17th.
Okay, well, I won't see you.
Oh.
I was wondering if you're going to be down there during the marathon. I was going to try to hook up with you, but... But have a good time.
That would be wonderful. But, well, thank you kindly, and I will eat a Dole Whip in your honor.
Thank you, sir.
All right. Thanks, Jay.
Y'all have a wonderful bye-bye.
Bye-bye.
We'll have a wonderful bye-bye, yep.
407-278-5939 is our number. Everything should be working, so we're fully ready to take calls. 407-278-5939. While we're waiting for a call, we will go to we have some listener questions here lined up. And our first listener question comes from Dan Morris of Fontana, California. He writes, "Hi guys, love the show. Best podcast about the park ever. Now that I've buttered you up, my question is, I'm going to be taking the Segway tour at Epcot during my upcoming visit, and they want me to be there by 8:15 in the morning. I believe Epcot opens at 9 a.m. The day that I'll be going. Will I be able to catch the resort bus from my resort, Port Orleans French Quarter, in time to make this reservation? If not, what are the best alternatives?"
Yeah, you'll be able to catch the resort bus.
Yeah, I was under the impression that Disney transportation starts, 2 hours before the park opens?
At least an hour and a half.
Yeah. There should be absolutely no problem, Dan. Just catch your resort bus and then go over there. Do we have a call? Yes, we do. Hi, who are we speaking with?
Hi, you're talking to Roberta in Santa Barbara, New Hampshire.
Hi, Alberta. How are you?
I'm fine, but I just want to thank you for all the good things you've said about Dole Whip. Because we've now increased the price to $4.25 on those floats.
Yes.
So it's not such a good deal anymore. And have you been to the Poly? Don't miss it, because now is Dole Whip there.
Yes, we do.
Yes, that's
okay,
right.
Okay, good. Well, enjoy it. Have a great time.
Roberta, where in New Hampshire are you calling from?
Center Bonstead.
Center Bonstead. Oh.
Yeah, a little north of Pittsfield.
Yep. Wow.
Well, have a great night. You're sounding good.
Thank you.
Bye-bye.
407-278-5939. We'll be taking as many calls as we can tonight, so keep them coming. What's Mike Scopa? What are you most looking forward to I was going to call it Dismeets, but Mouse Fest.
Well, one of my many hats is a blogger on several sites, and recently I had posted a blog talking about what Mouse Fest means to me, and basically the most important thing for me at Mouse Fest is I get to see a lot of people who I talk to a lot during the course of the year, but I see them maybe once a year. And that's important to see people who I've become very good friends with, and like you guys and a bunch of people. And the attractions and everything else is just secondary and gravy. Lights of Winter, Illuminations, Wishes, the Mickey's Very Merry Christmas Party, everything else is gravy, because it's really all about friendship, and it's a gathering of Disney friends. And I said in the blog recently that if Mouse Fest was held in a shoebox, I'd be there. So basically, it's meeting everybody and seeing everybody.
Len, what are you looking forward to?
I get to spend time with my wife, actually. We get to hang out.
Because you don't do that at home.
Yeah, well, I mean, we do, but not, you know.
Hi, Len, this is Don. Don, Len. Oh,
yeah,
hi.
Don, Len. Len, Don. I was going to say hanging out with Hotspur.
Those internet marriages are really working out.
I know,
well,
really. Yeah, exactly. Yeah, the girlfriend gets in the way, and there's all that other stuff. So, yeah, so that'll be fun. We get to relax, and we get to just us time, which will be a lot of fun. Plus, Thursday night, I've got you and I are spending all that time together. Matt, you know what I'm really looking forward to. Oh, wait. No, we're not. That's right.
Yeah, first
that's
right. Time I see you. I saw your face.
Uh-huh. Well, nothing. No, but I mean, you can see you guys get to hang out. So I'm doing the Dole Whip meet at 3 o'clock.
All I want to know is if Matt's going to wear a tube top that night.
Dude. One of us is going to get killed.
You have no idea.
One of us is going to get killed.
407-278-5939. We have another question from Rich here. This is on a completely unrelated note. Do the annual pass vouchers you receive in lieu of an actual annual pass ever expire? In other words, can I order my annual pass now and not redeem the voucher until January or February 2007 when I make my next pilgrimage to the Holy Land?
That's a good question.
To the Holy Land. My pilgrimage. That's funny.
I wouldn't think so. Why would it expire?
I don't know. Good question.
That's something I don't know.
I would think that it would be. I can't imagine. I mean, I'm trying to remember my voucher that I had received, that didn't have an expiration date on it. And you bought it. It's yours to use whenever you first use it. So if it's now or it's in 10 years from now, it's just like if you bought a Magic Airway pass now and didn't first use it for 10 years, right?
Yeah, I think so.
Don't know.
That's a good question though. We should ask.
Yeah, well, let's find another Disney World podcast that's having a live show tonight. Let's ask them.
Actually, what does all yours net say? my guess is that it doesn't start. It starts when you redeem it. But there's got to be some sort of voucher expiration. I don't know, you know what? I'll talk amongst yourselves. I'll Google it.
That's a good question. I think that has been, I've been asked that before, and I can remember trying to find out, and I think I dropped the ball somewhere along the line, but I was under the impression that there is a deadline for renewal, not renewal, for redemption of that voucher. I just don't know.
Okay.
Don't risk it. Call if you don't think you're going to be redeeming it within the year. I would call and say, hey, do I have a limit? Do I have a deadline? Just to play it safe, unless we can find out tonight for you.
All right. So here's the question on all yours. I want to buy an AP now for financial reasons, but my trip is still 18 months away. Will my voucher expire before I can use it? The answer is no, it won't. There is no expiration date on new AP vouchers. They can be exchanged for an active AP at no additional charge, blah, blah, blah. People have reported activating vouchers that were as old as 5 years.
Vindication for Matt yet again.
Renewal is a different.
Yeah, renewals
different,
are different.
Yeah, right.
Yeah.
You know, renewals, you only have, you don't get a voucher. You just have, you have the date where your renewal expires, and you have a 30-day grace period to renew it. And after that, there is no more renewing. You just have to buy a new one.
That's right.
407-278-5939. And I believe we have another call. Someone from Hawaii. I think I know who this caller is, but why don't you Why don't you introduce yourself, caller?
Don Ho.
Hi, everyone.
Tiny Bubbles.
Hi.
Aloha. It's Glenn from Honolulu, Hawaii again.
Hey, Glenn. How are you?
Aloha.
Aloha, Glenn.
Hey, Glenn.
Oh, good. How are you?
Meli Kaliki Maka.
Oh, yes. Well, Meli Kaliki Maka. Thank you. How's the show going? My computer's on the fritz, so I can't, unfortunately, can't listen to it live.
Oh, it's wonderful. It's it's smooth.
No problems at all.
Lots of calls, well, you know.
Well, I had two questions, if I may.
Go for
about,
it.
well, first of all, unfortunately, I won't be able to make it to Mouse Fest this year, but I was wondering, besides the Mega Mouse meet, what meets are you guys looking forward to the most? And I don't, you guys can't choose your own.
can't choose our own.
Well, their scope is meat, which is not my own, so I guess I can do that. Besides, the ones I'm planning on going at this point are Scope is Meat, My Own Meat, Podfest. That'll be interesting to see. I think it'll be very interesting to meet a lot of these podcasters. And that's being hosted by Lou Mangiello, and we'll be there, and Lou's podcast will be there along with, I think they're up to either half dozen or dozen. I mean, there's quite a number of them that are showing up over there. Guys, are there any other meets that you guys are going to that are on your radar?
When?
I'm going to try and catch a Hidden Mickey's with Steve Barrett, because I haven't done one in a couple of years.
Ah, yeah, I did one last year at the studio. It's a very interesting meet.
Yeah, they're hoot.
I'm going to, Scopi, you're going to the Very Merry meet, right?
Going to the Very, I have about six or seven that I'm looking forward to. The Very Merry Christmas meet on Thursday night. I'm looking forward to that. Looking forward to going on the Kilimanjaro Safari meet with Deb Will. She just loves that attraction, and she's a lot of fun. So that will be Friday. Then we have we have Matt's Star Tours meet at 2:30. Is it 2:30, Matt?
Yeah, because it ends at 3:30.
Yeah,
time
I'm blowing
the,
2:30 at the MGM. Then we have the Podfest. I'm looking forward to that. I'm going to a huge gift exchange with about 80 people on Friday night at the Beach Club Solarium.
Wow.
What else is going on? Besides the Mega Meet, there's a Kimono's karaoke, sushi karaoke meet Saturday night in the Dolphin Hotel, I believe that's where it is. And then Sunday morning, I have a breakfast to go to with Steve Barrett and Deb Wills. And then Lou's got a trivia fest on Sunday. I'm going to try to go to that.
What time's the trivia fest at?
I think the Trivia Fest is at 11 in the Magic Kingdom, and I think it's near the Noodle Station.
Yeah.
I think that's where he's going to hold
may
it.
I may try going to that, actually.
Let's see. There are a few other minor ones that I'm not sure I'm going to be able to make, so I don't want to commit to them. But it's one of the things that happens at Mouse Fest, for those of you who are listening, who are going down for the first time, is that you need to be flexible, because at any given moment there may be something going on.
Like 12 different activities
going
on.
Yeah,
I know.
It's very tiring, especially the more people you know down there, the more tiring it gets, because you really want to spend a lot of time with a lot of people. So you end up really stretching yourself then.
What was your other question, Greg? Go on.
Well, my other question is, well, I guess... are you guys doing any live broadcasts from Podfest, or will that be like recorded and posted later, you know?
I don't think there'll be a live one from there, simply because I don't think there's an internet connection over there to do a live one. I know there will not be a live show from the Mega Mouse meet this year because there is no internet connection, again, over there, which is really odd, because you really would think, I mean, internet is like, everywhere has it, and it's just weird that Disney is behind the times. In the park, though, I mean, it's a different story. We're not planning on doing a live broadcast over there. We possibly could be doing a recorded one. I know there will be a recorded one at the Mega Mouse Meet, and that'll be similar to the show we did last year at the Mega Mouse Meet, and that'll be put up. I don't know, Newell, are you planning on putting it up while you're still at Disney World, or are you going to wait until you get home?
I was going to wait till I get home.
Okay.
Maybe a couple of days afterward.
Clean it up.
Yeah, I don't want it to sound like this.
Well, thank you very much, guys. I really enjoyed the podcast, and I hope you guys have fun next week.
Thanks so much, Glenn.
Thanks, Glenn. We'll be thinking of you.
Thanks, Glenn.
Oh, all right. Take care, guys.
All right. Bye-bye.
Bye-bye. Uh-huh.